This is an audio summary for your IP8999 course. The reading is Align, Coach, Appreciate, Chapter 9 of Recreate the Organization You Really Want by John R. Latham, published in 2016. This chapter deals with the reinforcement side of organization design, how leaders use evaluation criteria, coaching, and recognition to shape behavior, and why misaligned incentives quietly undo even the best strategies. Here is the summary. Latham opens with a blunt premise. Leaders are in charge of the incentives in an organization, and therefore they get exactly the performance from people that they deserve. All too often, incentive systems are counterproductive, driving behaviors that contradict the organization's compelling directive, its strategy, and its desired culture. Reinforcement comes in many forms and degrees of formality. The formal options include recognition, rewards, promotions, and sometimes removing individuals from the organization. The informal options include the role model behavior of leaders themselves and their everyday reactions and feedback to employee conduct. Latham argues that, depending on the situation, those spontaneous daily reactions can be even more influential than the formal systems. High-performing organizations align both the structured and the unstructured incentives so that the system plus the people produce the performance they want. The bottom line is simple. If you want a different organization, you have to change how you recognize and reward people, and all of these approaches have to be consistent with one another and with the strategy and culture. To do this, Latham proposes a three-part process: align, coach, and appreciate. The first step is to align. This means aligning the criteria, measures, and methods used to evaluate employees with the organization's compelling directive, strategy, and desired culture. Individual assessment matters because it is the lever used to incentivize the desired behaviors through coaching and appreciation. Yet it is common for leaders to say one thing, do another, and reward yet a third. When that happens, smart employees simply choose whatever behavior serves their own interests. Actions speak louder than words, and incentives trump everything else. Latham suggests that misaligned incentives may be the single biggest issue preventing organizations from achieving the performance they claim to want. Alignment also requires comprehensiveness. Too often, the entire annual review is based on completing a special project layered on top of daily responsibilities. The predictable result is that employees do the minimum on their daily execution work and pour their energy into the projects that get evaluated, because that is where the money is. But strategy is more than new initiatives. It is the combination of daily execution and improving daily execution, and the assessment process needs to balance both. Alignment further extends to culture. It is not enough to do the work. The work has to be done in a way consistent with the organization's values. Many organizations say they want teamwork, then reward and promote individuals who deliver results at the expense of their coworkers. When individual performance is rewarded regardless of team performance, everyone learns very quickly what really counts. Latham invokes the saying that culture reflects the worst behavior that leadership tolerates. Finally, alignment must reach the individual level. Identify the specific behaviors that support strategy and culture, then have the discipline to actually use those criteria in coaching, feedback, and incentives. The second step is to coach the workforce so they can meet the expectations set out in the individual performance criteria, the culture, and the strategy. Here, Latham takes aim at the traditional annual performance review, which he describes as one of the most hated rituals in modern organizations, often a half-hearted exercise in filling a square to stay out of trouble. He identifies three core problems. First, annual reviews are too infrequent to do much good, because humans learn best when feedback comes as soon as possible after the action. Second, they are encumbered with formality and legalistic activity that serves mainly to document poor performance in case of litigation. Latham's pointed observation: if you need to document everyone's performance to avoid being sued, you may have hired the wrong people, and your time would be better spent fixing the hiring process. Third, the feedback typically lacks actionable information. The deeper problem is that you cannot manage your way to a high-performing workforce. What is needed is leadership. Leaders who inspire, coach, and appreciate their followers, and who correct poor performance and hold people accountable when necessary. On design, Latham highlights frequency and formality as the two key issues. He uses the analogy of learning to drive. Turn the wheel and the car responds immediately, so we learn quickly. When delay is built into a system, people fail to connect actions with results and learning stalls. So why do organizations build unnecessary delay into workforce feedback? Because annual reviews are easier for management and administration. They are tactical management tools designed by and for management, with little regard for whether they actually help achieve the strategy. He contrasts this with an award-winning organization where every employee can go to the intranet and see their performance against goals at both their entity level and the system level any day. Immediate feedback requires a system far easier to execute than the typical annual review, and it requires leaders engaging every day in aligning, coaching, and appreciating their people. The third step is to appreciate. Latham cites the psychologist William James, who proposed that the deepest principle in human nature is the craving to be appreciated. Some leaders deliberately limit praise so people do not get a big head, but Latham argues the real issue is the type of incentive being used. James was not talking about feeding the superficial, materialistic needs of the ego. People want their lives to have meaning and purpose, and a compelling directive must be reinforced with feedback, appreciation, and formal incentives. Appreciation does not have to cost money, but it does require effort, and incentives must be chosen wisely. Misaligned incentives can reduce performance and increase turnover. On recognition and rewards, Latham invokes the saying that what gets measured gets done, and what gets rewarded gets repeated. Raises, bonuses, and promotions send a loud message about what really matters. If you promote someone who is not on board with the transformation is over, because believability is gone, and without believability, you lack the force needed to change the organization. He also warns about the problem with extrinsic incentives. They tend to have a short shelf life because they target the short-term needs of the ego, and they can actually demotivate people who would have been happier doing the work for its intrinsic enjoyment. He references Dr. Deming's phenomenon of overjustification and Dan Pink's argument that motivation in contemporary work rests on autonomy, mastery, and purpose rather than financial rewards. His practical advice: watch Pink's TED Talk on the puzzle of motivation and use it to rethink your incentive design. Two further elements round out the process. When someone is not meeting expectations, improvement and development plans, remedial coaching, and patience are appropriate, especially during transformations when people must adapt to new methods. But some people never adapt, and removal is sometimes necessary because retaining someone who undermines the change signals that you are not serious. Latham closes by connecting this chapter to the rest of his framework. Stakeholder knowledge informs which behaviors to reinforce. The compelling directive defines the values to translate into behaviors. The strategy determines which actions to encourage and discourage. System redesign work should celebrate courage and creativity rather than punish failure. And organization performance reviews identify both successes and prudent failures worth recognizing. As organization architect, the leader must role model the desired behaviors, personally participate in recognition, give tough feedback with respect, and publicize the heroes others should emulate. Consistency is everything. One misaligned promotion destroys credibility. For your organizational assessment work, this chapter suggests probing whether evaluation criteria, promotions, and rewards actually align with the stated strategy and values, since the gap between what is espoused and what is incentivized is often where a diagnosis finds its sharpest findings. That is the end of the summary.